This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has notified promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026 yesterday, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. It also prescribes mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal, and transparency obligations for online gaming service providers. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections today. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies across 16 districts will go to polls in the first phase of assembly elections today. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies yesterday in Damdam, Habra and Saptagram. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned in Kolkata's Jorasanko, Nadia's Chakdaha and Howrah's Uday Narayanpur. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma also held rallies in Kalna and Bongao. Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee campaigned in Amdanga and Haripal. Later, she led a march from Shankar Mutt in Ram Raj Tala to the statue of Swami Vivekananda in Bilgheta. The CPIM Congress and other parties are also intensifying their campaigns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a rally today in Krishnanagar, Nadia, in support of BJP candidates. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. The commission said that it is prima facie of the opinion that the Congress president has violated the provisions of the MCC. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has expressed grief over the loss of lives in a tragic road accident in Valsad district of Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan condoled the bereaved families and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. 6 people were killed in a road accident after a pickup van overturned in Valsad district yesterday. 10 others were injured and shifted to the Kaprada CHC Centre for treatment. The nation paid tributes to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary yesterday. Last year on this day, 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly attack shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and union ministers paid tributes to the victims and reaffirmed India's resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. The IMD has issued an orange alert for heat wave conditions over Gangetic West Bengal for today. The Met Department forecasts heat wave conditions today over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Hot and humid weather is also expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Odisha are likely to experience warm night conditions over the next 2 to 3 days. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat the Lucknow Supergiants by 40 runs last night. Chasing a target of 160, Lucknow Supergiants could make only 119 runs in 18 overs at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Earlier put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted 159 for 6 in 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.